What are some of the barriers that we need to overcome in order to introduce exercise regularly into our lives? First, it is painful. It's not comfortable to exercise at, say, 70% of our maximum heart rate. Doesn't hurt that much, but it's more comfortable to sit in front of the television or play Nintendo. So what do we do? The first thing that we can do is divide and conquer. One of the things that especially perfectionists do is say, okay, so I'm going to start exercising. And to be fit, I need to do 6 miles a day, and that's what I'm going to start running, 6 miles a day. And of course, what happens very quickly, the next day you get up and you're hurt, but you're a perfectionist, you're tough, no pain, no gain, and you go out for a run again. And what happens, you hurt even more the next day, but you push through the pain. And after a few weeks, you get injured. But even if you don't get injured, the schema that is created in your mind about exercise is the following. It is exercise equals pain. Now, our mind does not like pain, and it tries to avoid pain. So let's say you go on a holiday and you stop your exercise regime. You stop your exercise regime for a week or 2 weeks, and then you come back. It becomes exceedingly difficult to go back to exercising. Why? Because your mind's subconscious mind says, I don't want to experience this again. And then it prevents you. It paralyzes you. This is very often the procrastination that comes through because we don't want to experience that pain. A much healthier approach is to say, okay, so I'll start with walking for a mile, you know, for 10 minutes or 20 minutes walk.